Okay, gang, off to new features that we've got on the set-top box coming out. Dan, give us an overview. What's going on?
Well, we do have a couple things to talk about tonight, Mark. We've listened to our customers, and one of the features that we've recently implemented that will be rolling out to the field around the 1st of December on the 622 box is what we call side-by-side PIP. If you're in single mode on your 622, and you can set that by pressing the mode button on the front of the receiver, and you hit the PIP button, on your TV screen, you'll get an additional video window. Here it's a comedy cartoon. It is sizable, and you set that size by hitting the PIP button again. It'll make that PIP window a little larger. Now, before this new feature, if you hit it again, that PIP window would disappear, and you'd go back with just your full-screen television. But now with this new feature, to get to this additional PIP mode, if you press the PIP button once more, you'll go to what we call side-by-side PIP. Now you get two big video windows on your screen side-by-side. Now, if you notice on this one, it doesn't look great. That's because this picture was taken from an SD television, just a regular 4x3 television. So it's a little bit scrunched left to right. But I guarantee you, on a TV, an HD TV, which most people have hooked up to their 622, a 16x9, 50-inch TV, it looks great. It's almost like having two 25-inch televisions side by side. It's great for watching sports. You can switch back and forth with the swap button because, we can only have one audio stream, and that's the picture on the left is the one that presents the audio stream. But if you hit the swap button, it'll swap the two windows, and you'll get the cartoon on the left and get the video. Once again, if you hit the PIP button again, you'll go to full screen television. So if you're watching something and a commercial's on the other side, you may want to watch the football game in full screen. So you hit that. Now, in the past, when you close down the PIP window, we would lose where you were in that stream if you were delayed. So if, for instance, if you'd paused and you were 10 minutes behind live television and you dropped the PIP window, it would take you back to live TV, which was kind of annoying. You have to go back and try to find where you were. With this new feature, we've added the capability that we keep track of how far you were delayed from live TV. So now when you close the PIP window, if you were 10 minutes delayed, you'll still be 10 minutes delayed when you bring the PIP back up. So it's great for watching sports and all the great programming on the Dish Network.